Howdy, howdy, howdy once again, my friends. George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio on this Friday, May the 23rd, 2025. And we've got my real good friend, Dr. Willie Ng, who is an expert in law enforcement and public safety, my friends. I wanted to get him on because there is a discussion at San Antonio City Hall regarding the issue of hiring retired law enforcement folks to cover for police officers. And in the meantime, instead of just hiring more police officers, I'm not sure what this is all about. So I want to get Willie to talk to us about it. Thank you very much for taking time to be with us, Dr. Ng.
Hey, George, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
All right, so tell us about this whole idea. What are the implications?
Well, first of all, let me say it's a horrible idea. I think that what they're not thinking of is the liability they're bringing to the city of San Antonio. Look, we don't like to call anything routine. Right, in law enforcement, there's nothing routine, because if you think of it routine, you become complacent. That's why we say there's no such as a routine traffic stop. Well, they're talking about what they consider low level, and I'm not sure how they define that, other than they don't have any knowledge of true police work, is that, oh, well, if it's a minor offender bidder in a private property, you know, at a gas station parking lot, HEB parking lot, we're going to let retired police officers, or there's a big or in there, civilians to take care of those calls. Loud music calls, we're going to send a civilian over there or a retired police officer to address those things. Again, nothing should be considered low level. There's been times, George, where we responded to a fender bender, which they consider a minor accident. When we go there and we run the information on the driver or passengers, and we've discovered that some of these people have murder warrants in other states. So what's going to happen if a civilian goes out there and they encounter something like that? Well, one, are they going to have the resources to be able to identify that this person's wanted? And if they do, now what? Now they're going to have to be calling an on-duty officer, SAPD officer, to respond to that. Or even worst case scenario, you go and you think that it's a small minor accident, and the guy's under the influence of a controlled substance and he wants to start fighting the civilian or the retired police officer. I mean, there's just so many things that can go wrong, so many variables to this thing, that it's just a bad idea. Second, look, as a police officer, you know, we didn't get excited to handle accident calls. Those weren't the things that we wanted to join the force for, but it was our responsibility, so we did it. So you really think that a person who did 20, 30 years in law enforcement and retired is going to want to come back and handle the very same calls that they didn't care to handle to begin with? That's why, and she knows that. That's why she put or civilians. So they're going to try to civilianize some of the police department. And that's not right. To save a dollar is not right. To put a value on our public safety, put a value on a human life, it's not right. You don't do that to save a dollar. You want to if you want to reduce response time here in San Antonio, well, then you increase a budget and you hire more officers. That's how you reduce response time. You don't supplement it with civilians that can get hurt or killed by addressing a police issue.
Yep. It seems to me that the whole defund the police movement, one of its goals has been to civilianize, to make the citizens, or should I say, to make the police officers less lethal, as they put it. Is this that direction? Is this what they're trying to do here?
I believe that they are concealing this with the defund, because that's what's going to happen. Look, already we've been having the conversation where McManus has said that, you know, the crime has decreased by 19%. I don't know whether that's true or not. I haven't digged into the data. But so now when we're kind of, the SOPOA is now, Police Officers Association is now going into negotiations for the new contract. It's already been said now, you know, in City Hall, was why do we need more boots on the ground when McManus is saying that crime is down 19%? So if they're going to hang on to those words of crime being down 19% to justify or to hesitate, to be hesitant to provide more boots on the ground, what do you think is going to happen when they try to civilianize this whole part of the department? It's just not good for this for the community safety.
Yeah. The other thing is that we've got to understand that the person proposing this, Dr. Suka, or Suk, is a liberal, is very much a liberal who doesn't really support the police that much. I mean, it's we've got to understand where this is coming from, correct?
Well, yeah, there's definitely a motive behind this, because it doesn't make any sense to me that you're trying to say all of a sudden you care about response time and you're trying to take the load off officers. Look, we've never asked for that. We accepted this position. We knew that there's a possibility that we may lose our life to protect others. We know that. So don't do us any favors by saying, well, we're going to have civilians take care. No, do us a favor and give us more boots in the ground. That way we have, the officers are safer, but more importantly, the community feels safer. The response time is cut down. Provide more vehicles, provide more officers per district, that those areas that have higher crime. The ideology that we need to be a kinder, gentler police department, and to think that that's going to help reduce crime, that's going to increase crime. Look at the crime throughout the years, George. Look, when I got in the police department, they gave you a gun and a stick. Right, we didn't have tasers, we didn't have pepper spray, we didn't have all these other things. And let me tell you, there were less officer-involved shootings then than there are now.
Yep.
I mean, these officers are not trained as they should be. They have all these intermediate, but yet, even with all the intermediate, it's not providing the goal that they thought it would provide with less officer-involved shootings. There's even more officer-involved shootings than there were when you just gave an officer a nightstick and a firearm.
The situation again with going to a civilian, going to a house. I mean, how many times are police officers shot in responding to a simple domestic violence or domestic dispute? Aren't those supposed to be very, very dangerous situations?
Absolutely. I mean, look, again, like I said, there's nothing routine about it. There's been times where we get a call for loud music, it ends up being a party, and it ends up being a bunch of gang-related individuals there that have warrants, and they're doing drugs. And I mean, it's just a huge liability, and they're putting the civilians in harm's way. And I doubt very seriously that they're going to get enough retired police officers to say, yeah, let me do that. Let me go in there as a civilian, because, you know, they're still civilians. I know she's using retired police officers because it sounds sexy. They're civilians. They're retired. They're not sworn members anymore. And then my next question, George, is, okay, are these going to be city employees now? Because how are they going to be employed? If they're city employees, well, then guess what? You're going to have to provide benefits to them and insurance. And now they're going to get another retirement because they're city employees now, starting a whole different career within the same city. Or is there a motive, and this is going to be a contractual thing, where they already have a vendor in mind that they're going to put an RFP out and give this to a vendor to provide the services? So that way the city doesn't have to provide health care and benefits and retirement.
Well, and that's the other thing. I mean, my understanding was that the officers, as they are leaving, are being replaced by new officers who continue to pay into the pension and retirement fund. And if these new people are not paying in, well, then what happens to the pension and retirement fund?
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I don't think that they thought of the logistics of this and all the liability that's coming with this. And that's the problem you have when you have city council or lawmakers making decisions on criminal justice or public safety that have no clue, and they don't consult with anybody prior to coming up with their alleged brilliant idea. This is not a great idea. Again, you want to reduce response time, put more officers on the street, more officers per district based on the geographical size of that district, and that's going to help reduce response time.
Amen to that. So bottom line, What do people need to do in San Antonio to address this issue right now before it becomes a policy, a set in stone policy?
They need to call their city council member And they need to call the mayor's office. Of course, we have a mayor, you know, outgoing already. But I would call anyway. Let your voice be heard. Monitor the agenda for the city hall. And if they see this topic on the agenda, they need to go and speak their mind. But each city council member needs to hear from the constituents on how they feel about this. And I'm telling you right now, this is not going to end well if they do this. And what I mean by that, to your point, they're going to use this to justify not giving more sworn officers. And I know they say right now, oh, no, that's not the goal. That's not the goal. Well, that is what's going to happen, whether you mean it or not. If that's what it intended to do or not, that's what's going to end up happening, is you're going to go back and say, well, this call load, and looking at the data, we've reduced calls from sworn members by this percentage, so therefore you don't need more manpower. We'll just hire more civilians because it's cheaper.
This is dangerous. I mean, this is so, so dangerous for our public safety. Folks, we've been talking with our good friend, Dr. Willie Ng. Very, very important issue here. Thank you so much for taking time to explain it to us, buddy.
Yeah, thank you for having me, George. Anytime.
You got it. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.